Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
All right, here we are, Generational Talent Week 6, plus Week 7 Power Rankings, Betting Favorites, and of course the Generational Talent Top 10 Takeaways. But first, to start off our show, Dad, you had some interesting news you wanted to share with the rest of us. And reminder, this episode drops same day as it's recorded, so this is of course the 14th of October.
Perfect. Well, and I don't think this is a surprise to anybody, but the Tennessee Titans fired Brian Callahan today. You had an interesting take when we were talking about this in terms of something he has in common with Mike Vrabel, the previous coach to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, you know, Vrabel and him, as of right now, with their current teams that they, well, former team for Callahan, but their current teams that they're with, they both have 4 wins. Vrabel was just able to do it in 4 games, and, you know, for Callahan, it took him 20-something games.
So. 23 games to get his, yeah. to get 4 wins.
Speaks volumes.
Yeah, 4-19, including 1-5 this season. But honestly, in my opinion, too, he deserved to be let go, I'm sure, but in the same token, I don't know too many head coaches that can do anything with that talent. There's not much there.
No, there's not much there, and unfortunately, you know, the Titans are going to be one of those teams that it's like, holy cow, here you guys are, back to back first round picks potentially.
Right. And who knows? Cam Ward, you know, could be the potential franchise quarterback. We're going to see. I don't know. You know, the verdict's out. I think anytime you throw a rookie in the mix right out of the gate, I mean, I don't think anybody's surprised by Tennessee's record.
I would say give him till years 2 or 3 with some decent weapons before we decide if he's a bust. Yeah. Like Bryce Young. Bryce Young's a bust.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't say that.
Anthony Richardson, also a bust.
Richardson, I definitely would say. And the guy got hurt. He fractured his orbital eye. Yeah. In warmups. How do you get hurt on the warmups?
I'm surprised he was even out there warming up. He didn't get winded.
But here's my question, Tommy boy. My question is, and you may have called it, who else is in the hot seat right now? And I know you have one that tops your list, and we can definitely talk about it because
that works out perfectly because I'll just move that. So number 10 on the Generational Talent Top 10 Takeaways was Callahan's firing. Number 9, however, is the Dolphins' 1-5 start. And I said it, I think week 1 or 2. I don't know if I said it on the show, but I know I said it to you personally. I called it. Dolphins were going to start 1-5, and I thought that they would have fired McDaniels right now.
Yeah.
Granted, there's still some time till Sunday. I thought he would be let go after a start like this.
I think he's on the hot seat for sure.
Don't get me wrong. Like, he's not the only reason they're failing, but I think he's a big one. I think even when everybody was healthy, he couldn't get W's.
Well, here's what I see. I don't know that he has control of his team because, for the first time, Tua, who's usually pretty cool-headed, you know, mellow kind of guy, called out his teammates in the press conference afterwards, talking about guys that were showing up late to practice. You know, guys need to come together. I didn't hear a lot of eye on this too. I heard a lot of pointing the finger, which really isn't a Tua thing. But here's what I think: the difference between the two. Your team does have some talent. I'm not saying they're across the board amazing, but should they be better than 1-5? Yes. I mean,
you
got
when you look at who they're losing to.
Yeah, they're
losing to bad teams.
Right, and it doesn't appear to me that McDaniels has control of his locker room. He doesn't have control of his players. Tua, I don't think he's a leader. I don't think they're following him anywhere.
I don't think he's aware.
Correct. I mean, this team, other than surprise Waller, who's doing great.
A man who was rapping at this time last year.
Yeah, right. And he's doing great. Otherwise, and A-Chain's doing okay.
And Waddle's doing fine, but Waddle's a WR2. WR3 on some teams.
Correct.
And in reality, when your main star was Tyreek Hill, who is also drama, who's also a cancer to the locker room, in a team that is clearly dysfunctional and does not have control of those players, it was a mess.
It was a mess.
You know, Tyreek should have been let go last year after his comments wanting to be traded, all that stuff, but they kept him instead of utilizing him for good trade value. And look, now you've got nothing.
Yep. And there's something to be said about chemistry in a locker room too, right? Now, I know the you know, not to get off tangent here, but the Cowboys came up a little bit short. Hear me out on this, on the Cowboys deal. They were kind of written off. Oh, CeeDee Lamb's out. They're going to lose. They're the number one offense in football. And Pickens has picked up the slack. So as much as like when you talk about Tyreek Hill, and CeeDee, he's not a, you know, a character issue, but my point is you can win without
Pickens is.
But I mean, you can win without a clear number one. Well, it happens. I mean, I'm sorry. Tampa Bay is winning left and right.
I was just going to say they're going to be,
and they've lost everybody. Their cupboard is empty
here. I'll go ahead and move them to the number seven spot, no, or the number eight spot here. Let's get into it. Number eight, top 10 takeaway, Baker Mayfield, MVP talent, regardless of Bucky Irving or Emeka Egbuka, who obviously had Egbuka go out pretty early in that Buccaneers game with, what was it, an ankle injury?
So, hamstring, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I think that really hurt my bets and my fantasy. But Baker kills it. Baker kills it without his top RB and his top WR, his top two wide receivers, depending on how you rank Mike Evans compared to Godwin.
Right. Evans looks like he might be back this week. There's talk of it.
I hope there's so. Talk. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not like him and Godwin don't have a good connection, but shoot, you need somebody in there.
And he keeps winning. And right now, as it stands, I don't know, man. He's looking pretty good for MVP. He's in the race. I mean, Baker's, he's doing great. He's doing great. What else you got?
Top 10 talent, top 10 takeaways, number seven. Travis Kelce getting dropped on his head was hilarious.
Oh, gosh. Chiefs game. That looked crazy, too. I'm like, owie. I like how after he landed, then he sticks his arm out.
Go ahead and knock down the pylon afterwards. Number six, I've got Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo duo could be lethal in the NFL.
Wow. And here's my take on that. When I watched that game, this is one of those rare moments, really, where the underdog, right? It didn't just squeak it out. They beat the Eagles from start to finish. That game was not even in question. I mean, New York dominated that game. Who saw that coming? And I'm with you. Kudos to those two. They have brought some life into what has been a dead franchise since Eli Manning days.
Well, and let's be honest. Scadaboo, is he like the best running back you've ever seen in terms of like skill and size and all that? No. Is he willing to get a CT every time you hand him the ball? Heck yeah. That man will die for you.
Yeah. That touchdown he got at the goal line was crazy. I mean, Bond, who's a stud linebacker for Philadelphia, is draped all over him and he just pushes him back and then drags him into the end zone. I'm like, you're nuts, dude. He's crazy. And then ripping off his shirt afterwards.
And although, like, again, the Giants have had some up and down games, I think getting rid of Russ, well, putting Russ on the bench was the smartest move they did.
Even when he came in on one pass.
Hated it.
What was he, about 20 feet away from any target? I don't even know where he threw it.
And that stadium went ballistic. Yeah. They did not want him in there.
He's got to get out of there.
He does. And, you know, I will say this. The Giants, yes, they're kind of up and down right now. It's really hard to gauge, like, what each week is going to look like. But I'll tell you, just those two alone makes their draft look genius right now.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. And to your point, I don't know if this happened after our podcast last week, but we were all talking about, you know, what quarterbacks Cincinnati should pick up, and we were all wrong. They just went after Flacco.
We did talk about Flacco on there because it happened that same day.
It did. Okay, yeah. I couldn't remember. Okay, so it happened that same day, and Flacco wasn't horrible, but...
No, you got the same thing.
You got the same. And what were you expecting, too? You
Jake Browning.
Yeah. It's the same thing that happened when Cleveland started their quarterback. I'm like, you know, you're setting this kid up to fail. You're going against monster defenses, too.
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel not looking great in his first couple starts, but again, who knows?
It's hard to gauge. Set up. I think he's set up to fail right now.
I don't think putting Shadur in is the answer.
No.
I've seen people say, well, give Shadur a chance. Gabriel can't do it. I'm like, you give the dude two games against a good team.
Speaking about chemistry, I think there's going to be a chemistry problem there. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, no. Nobody touched him for a reason. He fell that far in the draft for a reason. Yep.
And I character all the way.
Yeah. Number five, I've got the Broncos defense was the only good thing about that team. Let's be honest here. That number one, boring game.
Boring. And I love NFL, don't get me wrong. And thank God there's only been a few of those games. That was one of them.
The international games have been rough.
They have been rough. Maybe it's travel fatigue or something. I don't know.
You look at the three phases of the NFL. You've got your offense, your defense, your special teams.
Yeah.
Jets failed all three and still almost won because the Broncos failed two of the three. The only thing going for the Broncos was the defense, but it was a game. Well,
even the Jets, that's the only good thing on that team.
And to me, the hassle with the Broncos right now is you want them to be a top-level talent. They were projected to be a top-level talent, but, I mean, offensively, I don't know what has happened from last year to this year, but they have just not been on the same page at all.
Thank God for their defense, their defense is awesome. Yeah. I mean, they're leading the league in – they had, what, 7 sacks in that game? I mean, and they were already leading the league in sacks.
Oh,
so,
I know. That defense is great. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not – I don't see this going the same way Manning went in the Panthers-Broncos Super Bowl, where, yeah, Manning was garbage, but the defense was – so good, right.
And the running game can win. You know, running game can run. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
Dobbins just—he's had moments. Harvey's had moments.
Watch Kansas City slip back in that division.
Oh God, I don't want to see.
Watch it happen though. They're 3-3. There's momentum. They get Rice back. Mm-hmm. They get him back this week.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate.
Quentin Worthy. I mean, they're. I don't know, man. I think they could get right back in there again.
And it's the last team anybody wants to see.
No, I'm done with them.
Number 4, Bijan Robinson's 81-yard touchdown.
How about the day in general? He got like 170 yards, like on 10 carries or some craziness.
By far his best game.
Yeah. He's a stud, though.
He is. There's a reason people were kind of touting him as the number one pick for like your fantasy drafts and everything. I know he was my keeper on one league. Absolute rock star. And boy, the Falcons looked good. Drake London looked good. I mean, sucks to watch the Bills lose, but holy cow, the Falcons, where's that gameplay been all season? Keep it going.
I totally agree on all of that. And I give them credit too, because don't forget, week 2, they got shut out by Carolina.
Yeah, which
they got, Atlanta got shut out by Carolina. And in that game, they pulled Penix and put in
Cousins. Yeah.
Nice turnaround. I mean, you guys flipped the script. So well done, mm-hmm. Falcons. I mean, you know, it's early in the season still, but to recoup that quickly and have that team be what most of us thought it would be. I mean, they have weapons everywhere. Yeah. London, stud. Even Pitts is doing good this year.
Pitts is finally worthy of being a draft on your fantasy league this year.
Right, he's doing good. And then, of course, Bijan is a stud. And that defense destroyed Bills. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen was running for his life every single snap.
It was an interesting
They dominated game. every aspect of that game.
Well, and that gets into my next one here. We've got losses for the Bills, the Lions, the Eagles, the Commanders, all of which most people would have predicted would have been some easy W's across the board, but yet they all lose. And it just, when you look at power rankings, when you look at the state of the NFL right now, it is hard to gauge what is going on.
Which is great, though. Parity is awesome. The games have been great, but yes, the top-tier teams last 2 weeks are just falling apart, except for one, in my opinion.
The Buccaneers?
I'll leave that, but I mean, the Buccaneers.
I think you and I probably have them in the same spot on power rankings.
Yeah, they're pretty, they're the most consistent team in the NFL right now, without question.
Oh, by far. All right. And then my number 2, this one just made me laugh. The Brandon Branch versus Juju Smith-Schuster fight.
Oh, I have that
Lions
too.
And Chiefs game. Yep. I remember watching
classless move.
And I couldn't quite tell who started, because by the time it fully caught my attention, they were just kind of in the pile. And
well,
then
what
I watched
led
the
to it? Yeah. What led to it? Yeah. Do you see on the field what he said? Yeah. Before that though, what he said in terms of his frustration is that he was blocked in the back first or something, and the referees missed it. He was sick and tired of it, you know? And so, yeah, you can have your reasons behind it, but you have your take on it. This might be a generational talent.
No, see, to me, Brandon Branch is an ass. I think he's an ass. I think, you know, as much as I would never personally shake Patrick Mahomes' hand either, like, you are a football player. This is your job. The job is done. Like, your work day is over. Yeah. You shake hands, you go home.
I think all the way down to when we coached the Little League, I would have wrung your neck and kicked your butt, yours and your brother's, if we are ever going down the line congratulating the other team and you shun somebody regardless of the outcome. Because it's sportsmanship. It's teamwork. It's all that stuff. And I thought it was a classless move. I didn't think the fight was any better, but I love the way the coach handled it.
No, yeah, Dan Campbell not putting up with that crap. I will say, though, if there's any single Chiefs player aside from Mahomes and Kelsey who I would love to see the crap smacked out of him, it is Juju. I don't like Juju Smith-Schuster. I think he's an idiot. So some of the...
His best days are definitely behind him.
Yeah, some of the action shots I saw of the fight, I loved. I saved all of them just because, again, I hate Juju Smith-Schuster. I hate the Chiefs. Hate you, Kelsey. Love seeing you get bonked on the head. And Patrick Mahomes would never shake your hand. Unless, of course, I just played you for 4 quarters in an NFL game, and then whatever, I'm obliged to, but.
Well, I will say this. I don't know how much more you're going to see of Schuster anyways, because with Rice coming back and Worthy healthy, you're third down by
him. He hasn't done much.
No, he's, like I said, his best days are behind him.
All right, and my final one, the generational talent top 10 takeaways for week 6. Number 1, Seattle Seahawks take that W over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Look beautiful. We look strong. And my buddy Randall, who is a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, now has to wear one of my Seahawks jersey at our next all-staff training.
I love it. Make sure you get some pictures of that.
Yeah, no, they're going all over teams afterwards.
Well, here's my thing, and nobody talked about it, Tommy. Nobody talked about it.
No.
JSN. What in the world?
Jackson Smith and Jigba is, in my opinion, the best wide receiver right now.
He passed up Nakua this year because Nakua was ahead of him statistically a little bit, and he just blew past him. Like, he's on track, get this, for almost 2,200. Now, mind you, 2,000 yards is a record. Yeah. So right now he's on track for 2,200 receiving yards. The dude is phenomenal. Catches
he's,
like,
he's
I don't
not
know.
In enough talks because all
nobody
you
ever
hear
talks
is Nakua.
About him.
You hear Egbuka. You hear CeeDee Lamb and Amon Ra.
And the best receiver in the, statistically for sure is in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and kudos.
Our offense looks great.
I think it looks great too. Kudos to Darnold, who was spot on with his passing. That pass that he threw to Cooper Kupp for the touchdown
good.
Oh my God.
I thought Kupp was going to drop it. I'm like, ooh, I don't know if that's the one you want to throw that pass to, but he got it. He got it. He showed his triple crown, you know, status right there.
He got it. And the one thing I'm impressed with, we just held Jacksonville to 12 points. I mean, the Seahawks defense, week in, week out, they keep showing up. That you've got you got Byron Murphy with 4.5 sacks. You got 4 sacks for I'm drawing some blanks right now. Mafu might be Mafu, but I mean, they are just putting on a skill clinic. So I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
But that is it for my top 10 takeaways. Dad, did you have anything else you wanted to bring
up? No, I had just JSN in there, so it was perfect that you wrapped up there. That was perfect.
All right. And with that, we'll talk to you guys about our favorite bet. And we're back. We are now in segment 2 where we talk about our favorite bets, how we did last week, how we're going to do this week, and just overall, just go through all the spreads and see what we like and dislike. So right off the bat, though, before we jump into the spreads, we did have some stuff we talked about last week. I know, Dad, you and I both placed some bets on if the Colts would win. You and I both said they would win. I said they'd win by 10. You said they'd win by 3. They only ended up winning by 4, so you would have gotten that one.
I can dig it.
I had the Seattle-Jacksonville game being 24-20 with Seattle winning. You said 24-21. It ended up being 20-12, so I guess I was the closer one there. And then you said that the Titans or the Raiders would win. I said the Titans would win, and lo and behold, the Titans lost. So you got that one. And then my 3 bets from last week, I had Seattle plus 1.5. That is the only one I freaking got because Indianapolis did not cover the spread of 6.5, and Detroit lost by more than 2.5, so lost that one too. Thought Detroit was just going to take the W. I didn't understand that underdog pick, but clearly Vegas knows something I don't.
Yeah, well, I picked up a game on you there, kiddo, because I did go 2-1. My loss was the Broncos minus 7.5 over the Jets because that game sucked and it was boring. I did pick the Bengals plus 14 against Packers. They only lost, I think, by 9. Not only lost, but lost by less than 14. And then I did take the Raiders minus 4.5 over the Titans. I covered that one pretty easy. So
well done.
There we go. But it is week 7 of the NFL, and it's time to talk spreads, and let's talk what we like, and then we'll get to our picks right afterwards. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, out of the gate, Thursday night. How do I feel about this game? Would have been better if Burrow was playing.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Pittsburgh is a 5.5-point favorite. The over-under is 43.5.
Yeah, I mean, it's Pittsburgh easily covering that spread, I think. The Bengals are just going to get worse and worse. Burrow's not coming back this season. Joe Flacco's not the answer. And Hendrickson can't do it all on defense.
Do you think Flacco can keep it close? I mean, now that if he has a little bit more time working with those receivers?
I don't think so. I think Flacco looks chopped. I think he was bad when he was with the Browns. I don't think he's going to be any better. And I think Jamar Chase and Higgins, honestly, have kind of given up just by their state of play. They're not playing as hard as they would be if Burrow was in. You can see it.
So here's what I'll say. I'm going to give them the credit that I don't think they're going to win this game. I do think Pittsburgh is going to win it. But I think Cincinnati at home with Flacco having a little bit more time to work with his receivers, I do think that game is going to be closer than 5.5. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Next up, Sunday. This is the last of the European games.
Finally.
6:30. It is a good game. Well, on paper, a good game. It is the Los Angeles Rams minus 3 over the Jacksonville Jaguars.
All right.
Over under 45.
I ain't no Jags fan, but I do have faith that they can do it. I think, I don't know, the Rams are so up and down, and I feel like, although, yes, the Jags lost to us, they're still playing better, I think. And I think they can cover that spread, too.
So here's my take. We're going to differ on that one. I think the Rams will get him. Not that I agree with everything you said there, but I think the Rams defense is phenomenal. They've got a linebacker who got 17 tackles, and that wasn't even verse.
Yeah.
They're just so good on the defensive side. I'm with you. The ebbs and flows of the game, but I think with Nacua and Kyren Williams, and they've got some weapons. So I think the Rams are going to cover that spread.
All right.
Next up, Sunday morning game, 10 o'clock, Carolina -2 over the Jets. Carolina's a favorite on the road. What does that say right there?
That is going to be the most boring game. And I'll tell you what, even if it's high-flying offense, it's still a nothing game.
Now, let me ask you a question, though, real quick. You said on the air you think that's a bust quarterback, but I got a question for you on that one, son. If he is a bust, okay, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but
you're
going to
throw up his numbers with him and McMillan, aren't you?
No. What I'm going to say is he is winning games with McMillan, and that team, by the way, I don't think is totally bad. Dowdle is going berserko.
Dowdle's great. Berserko. I had him last year in a couple fantasy leagues. He didn't do any of this.
Back-to-back 200-yard games. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen here. The Jets' defense is really good. But
it's the only thing happening in
New York.
Yeah.
But the Panthers are a road favorite. I can't even believe those words are coming out of my mouth.
I'd be shocked if the Panthers lose. I do think Bryce Young is a better quarterback than Justin Fields, but I also think Justin Fields has been a bust for a long time, yeah, and people just keep giving him jobs for some reason.
To me, he's a career backup.
I don't even know if I'd put him as a backup. He's just unreliable. Bryce Young, I don't know. Here's what I would say. Do I think he's a full-blown bust? No. Do I think he should have been number one overall pick?
No.
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 I think at best he is playing like third, fourth round pick. I just don't. He's not somebody you should have wasted a first or second rounder on.
Okay.
By far.
All right. Well, I'm going Carolina and you're going.
I'll go Carolina still. Yeah, okay. I think Fields is worse. Fields is way worse.
Yep. I'm sorry. I do not go Carolina. I'm sorry. Jets. I'm going Jets.
Oh, wow.
And I'm telling you, the only reason is that defense. It is not Fields. I'm not going with him at all. I just think that defense is going to bump the kid around a little bit.
I just want to see them go absolutely winless.
Winless, yeah. All right, next up, we have the Saints +5.5 at the Bears. Bears are favored. Over under 47.5. No love for the defense.
Okay, so they've got the Bears winning.
Yeah, -5.5.
After yesterday's game, I can see that. They definitely played better. They're doing stuff they should have been doing at the beginning of the season. The Saints are one team, though, where they should not be as good as they have been. And not that they've been good, but like, they should be winless. The Saints should be winless, not the Jets.
Yeah, right. I remember I told you from day one, I thought the Saints were the worst team in the league. And Rattler's doing okay. Olave's doing good with, you know, a decent quarterback. I mean, if he had a better quarterback.
I tell you what, I think I'd do money line Bears, but I don't know if I'd touch a 5.5 spread. I just think it'll be closer than that.
So you think the Saints, if you were betting, you'd take the Saints with 5.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably with you on that one. Okay, next up we have the Patriots -7 on the road against Tennessee. Vrabel back to Tennessee.
Patriots.
And the over-under on that, by the way, is 42.
Yeah, Patriots have got that. I love what Vrabel's been doing. I think they're making, Drake May look like a stud.
Oh, God, yeah. He's looking real good. I mean, good.
I think they're on the up and up, and I think they've got that one handily.
I think same thing. I don't get it. I don't see anything. I think that defense is just going to destroy him. I don't think Tennessee has weapons to match up. Next up, we have the Eagles -2 in Minnesota.
Yeah. You know, I honestly think Minnesota could have this because the Eagles have just been kind of on a downward spiral right now. And not that the Vikings are, you know, rock stars by any means, but I do think they'll be able to capitalize on a downward spiral in Philadelphia team for sure.
So
I take the +2.5.
I'm going to go Philly. The reason I'm going to say that is, and I could be dead wrong, I just feel like they're due. How do you have Saquon and Brown and Smith and you got your whole team there. Your defense is still good. I agree with you. They have fallen flat like the Bills last 2 weeks, but I got to believe this is a rebound game. I could be wrong, but I think it's going to be high scoring too. See,
my hassle with the Eagles is their identity is not established anymore. Like last year, it was very obviously what their identity was we're going to hand this ball off to Saquon. If they stop the run, then we will focus heavily on, you know, our passing. But for the most part, they were a run first offense. And this year, they have not been run first. Saquon has not been getting as many touches as he wants to. And you've got a lot of drama with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith wanting the ball more. And
there's some chemistry problems right now.
To me, it's like, number one, Jalen Hurts ain't the guy. Like, he's good. He's a good QB, but he's not the guy. And so, you know, when it doesn't work and you need to run the ball. Why do they keep forcing passes when they don't need to? And it's funny because at the beginning of the season, it was all runs, no passes. They're just, they're all over the place. They don't have an established identity. And I think there's a lot more, chemistry issues happening there with the Eagles that I think is just going to keep tearing them down.
Now, you could be right. Could be right. Okay, here's our biggest spread of the week. The Kansas City Chiefs minus 12.5 at home against the Raiders. And over under 45.5, by the way. Sorry.
See, I would do, oh man, that's hard. I feel like the Chiefs definitely have it. I just don't know if I'd go that big of a spread.
I'm right there with you. The weird thing, I don't know that it'll happen this year. Don't get me wrong. The weird thing is, I don't know what it is. The Raiders play the Chiefs hard every year. Half the time they beat them. It's weird.
That's why
it's weird how they have their number.
Like, I'd probably just do the Raiders with the plus 12, honestly.
It is a lot of points. It is a lot of, and the over under 45.5. I also would take the Raiders. Not that I think Geno's going to do great. I think Geno's a mess this year, but I think he can keep this game relatively close.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, we have the Miami Dolphins at the Cleveland Browns. -3 for the Cleveland Browns. Over under 40.5.
Yeah, easy. I think the Cleveland Browns, you know, granted they've had some miscues, missteps, but the Dolphins are a joke. And Browns defense is real. They are not going to let them score that much. And, you know, the Dolphins defense is, they fell apart last week. They fell apart heavily.
So you think the rookie's going to get his first win?
I think he is.
Okay. I think you're probably right. And I think a lot of it has to do just for dysfunction. I mean, if Miami doesn't right the ship soon, you're also right in terms of I don't think that coach is long for the world. That's my opinion. You cannot keep losing with the team you have on the field.
Yep.
But I know they have him to a big contract, but that doesn't stop owners.
I don't know. He's a goof, man.
Yeah. Okay, we have the Indianapolis Colts at the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers are favored by -1.5.
Garbage. Horrible. My Colts have this. They're going to win by at least 10.
Great game on paper, too. Wow, you think it's going to be a blowout?
Yeah, Chargers taking that by 10 points.
The question's going to become, it's going to come down to that.
Colts winning that by 10 points.
Yeah, I knew what you meant. The question I have is the Chargers, you have that vital rookie running back and the other one, Haskins. It's going to be a matter of what those boys can do. Because I think, you know, if it's all on his arm again, Colts are going to eat him up. So I kind of lean with you as much as I'd say it. I think the Colts might get him on the road.
Danny Dimes, MVP candidate number 2, second to Baker Mayfield.
All right, here we go. In the game that could be interesting, the Giants at the Denver Broncos, over under 40, which I think is the lowest this week. Mm-hmm. And it's -7. For the Broncos.
Yeah, to me, Giants, I think they're a good freaking team. I think the Broncos do not have it offensively at all. Do I think their defense can stop the pass game? Sure. Do I think they're going to stop Scataboo? No, not a chance. I think Scataboo's going to run all over the Broncos. I think they're going to rely pretty heavily on the run game because of that. And again, I think the Giants, their defense is good, not great. It's not like anything to write home about, but it's going to be enough to stop a crappy Broncos offense for sure.
Yeah, I do think there's holes in that Broncos offense. This is another one where I'm going with my gut. I just feel like Bo needs to have a game, and I don't know if this will be the one, but I'm gonna say that they do barely cover. I only think they're going to win by maybe 7 or 8. I do think that Giants are getting better, though. I do. I just think Denver Broncos defense is going to be a toughie. Next up, this is, I think, the highest over-under for the weekend. It is. So high-scoring matchup, ready? Yep. Washington Commanders, -2 over the Cowboys in Dallas. Over-under, by the way, is 55.
Holy cow. Yeah, I mean, these are two high-scoring teams, really. I mean, not that the Commanders have been doing enough recently, but obviously the Cowboys have.
Cowboys,
been.
I'm not a Dak fan, but I give him credit. He is doing well.
It was Cowboys spread plus what?
Plus 2.
Okay.
At home.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would give it to the Cowboys at this point just because their offense has been pretty steady, and I don't see the Commanders' defense being able to stop anything right now.
I do think I'm going to say Washington on this one. The only reason I'm saying that is I don't like Dallas' defense at all. It's terrible, and I'm not saying Washington's is better, but after coming off of that loss and Daniels did own it, I think he wants to make a point and get this team back on track. He's got healthy receivers, and his team is in play. I think McCaffrey and his brother ends up being a stud at the wide receiver position. So
don't get me wrong, I want the Commies to win. I do think the Cowboys are going to have that one.
All right. Next up, we have the Green Bay Packers at Arizona. Green Bay is a 6.5 point favorite. They're over under 44.5.
Yeah, no, Green Bay definitely has it. I do too. I don't think that's much of a question. The Cardinals are a joke. They always are. So.
Yeah, I think this is a game that's going to run away with Green Bay. Next up, we have the Atlanta Falcons in San Francisco. San Francisco is favored by 2.5.
Yeah, maybe before last night's game, but if the Falcons play the way they did last night, I don't see any shot the 49ers have a victory here. They are banged up. Mm-hmm. They are mostly in a freaking hospital. And the Falcons are just playing hard. They've got really good weapons.
Agree. And I'm also looking at it going, I know you guys are playing through injuries like crazy. You just lost Warner, your stud, stud linebacker. And he's gone good for a while. That was gross. That injury was nasty. And I know you Niners fans out there, and I do give you guys credit. I have no idea how you keep winning.
Honestly, an injured Niners team is more dangerous than a healthy one.
It's crazy how they keep winning. And I will give, that's all Shanahan. I will give the coach credit. He wins no matter who's on that field. But that one, I think, is a heavy hit because your offense is your offense. Your defense is the one thing that's been showing up each week. Now you lost Warner and you've already lost Bosa. Yeah. I just don't think, I'm with you. If that Atlanta team is who showed up, not only will they cover that, they're going to smoke through it. And they get 2.5. I think they're going to smoke them. I think Atlanta's going to win by at least 7.
Yeah, no, I think so.
Yeah. Next up, Tampa Bay at Detroit. What a great game.
Gosh, I know.
I am so looking forward. And Detroit is a heavy favorite, 5.5. 52, by the way. They see this is high scoring too.
See, I have a hard time thinking that they should have that big of a spread. Like, that should be like a 1.5 spread either way.
My only thing on that, and I'm not saying he hasn't been doing it. He's been doing it.
It's because of the injured weapons.
The cupboard's empty. And yeah. I'm not saying he can't do good, but can that cupboard be empty against Detroit? I don't know. I think he needs it to keep going. I do believe that game's going to just be back and forth and back and forth. And so I think Detroit will cover.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm going to give it to my boy Baker. He always finds a way to get the W, and he's been doing it the best of the league so far. I think he's going to keep going.
By the way, that is the first Monday night game. The second Monday night game, the one we're excited about, is the Houston Texans at the Seattle Seahawks. That's a great matchup, by the way. -3.5, Seattle over under 41.
Yeah, Seattle's got that. Texans trash. CJ Stroud, wake up, bud. My boys have got this.
I think so too. I mean, we could be biased, but I think Seattle, I don't think you're going to blow past them, but I think they're going to cover. I think that's going to be a good game. It'll probably be a defensive game again, but yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Matter of fact, I did a prediction on the score. I don't know if you did, George. Did you want to write yours down?
So, all right.
I figured why not? This is our team. We can at least predict. And then I'll when you let me know when you're ready, and then we can go through our bets. We'll give everybody their play. And we are putting our money where our mouth is this week. Yes. We just decided, you know what? If we're going to give you guys our top three picks, we better bet on our top three picks. So we did this. Tommy and I both did three teamers with these spreads that we're going to share with you. So here we go, Tommy. What do you got for the Seattle Seahawks, Houston Texans lineup?
21-7 Seattle.
Oh, you have them smoking them. Mm-hmm. I have it. I went identical. I went just like I did last week, 24-21 Seattle. I do think it's going to be closer.
Okay. All right. So yes, like my dad said, we put money down. I did a $10 bet. I don't know how much you did, but
I did $10 with the boost. So that's a 20. Okay.
Yeah. I did a $10 with a 25% boost.
I did the 100.
Oh, you psychopath. So we'll start. I'll start with my first one. I did New York Giants +7 at Denver. I do think Giants are going to have that.
You do like your Giants. I will give you credit. You definitely ride or die with those guys. The first one I'm going to share with you is I like the Eagles in Minnesota to cover that -2. I think this is a get right game. I think they're going to get them. I don't think it's going to be a ton, but I think they're going to cover 2.
Okay. My next one, I did the Pittsburgh Steelers -5.5 over the Bengals. I don't think Flacco is going to be able to keep this close. I think the Steelers are going to run away with it.
Now, son, you're going to go like, what are you thinking, Dad? I went ahead. I like Cody Crow. I mean, I bet on it, so let's see. I went ahead and took the Jets +2 against Carolina.
Wow, so I wouldn't have touched that game at all.
I took it. I think the Jets are going to get on the board here with that defense. I think it'll be another boring game like we just had. But even in that game, I would have covered. So I'm going to say Jets +2.
All right, my last one, I went with my boys. I got the Seattle Seahawks winning by at least 3.5 against the Houston Texans.
Okay, and of course I like that pick. But
My boys covered it for me last time.
Well, now we get into it because my last pick, I completely and totally contradicted you.
Oh no. You probably went the Giants one, huh?
I did. Yeah. I went Denver Broncos -7. So here we go. You're hanging your hat on Scataboo and Jackson Dart. Yep. And I'm going to hold my hat on that Denver defense. I think they're going to hurt those rooks.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm definitely interested to see how that one goes.
So we're going to have to, you guys will have to check and see how that goes.
Now,
all right.
How much do you win if your bet goes all the way through?
I actually won this exact same bet, remember? Because I did this kind of boost of the odds type of deal. If I win this one, son, it ends up being $131.64.
So if I win, my $10 turns into $75.41.
Yeah, no, I hit this exact same one. That's how I got, you know, some of my, I had a good weekend, folks. It doesn't happen all the time, but I
actually finally won this weekend too.
Yeah, we both had good weekends.
$45, bet it all, and then won 42 back.
So. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
there we
go. Can't win them all. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you don't.
All right. And we will catch you guys with our week 7 power rankings. Here we are, segment 3. We've got our week 7 power rankings. Now, I said last week that these were very difficult power rankings, and then a whole bunch of the teams that I thought were top dogs lost. And so this became an even more difficult power ranking this week.
I had one team drop out of my power ranking, and I have a new team in, right? But I also have an honorable mention.
I was going to say, I do have one that dropped, one that's in, and I'll do it too, but you go ahead and start us off there.
My honorable mention, and I probably should, you know, they walked the fence out. We'll have to see if you actually have this team in there, but at number 16, they almost got into top 15. It would have been the New England Patriots.
Mm. Yeah,
okay.
No.
Okay, Tommy, I can tell by your face. Okay, now, so that being said, my number 15, I basically left them exactly the same as last week. I went to the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay. Yeah. No, my 15, they dropped quite a bit. They went from number 6 to number 15. It is the Washington Commanders.
Uh-huh. Yep. I get that. I get that. They, like I said, we were talking about that. Washington Commanders fell off my list completely.
Oh, they were the ones who fell
off. They're the ones who fell off.
The Chargers are the ones who fell off my list.
Okay. Which I get. They did get the win, but it was ugly.
It was an ugly win. Yeah, it was ugly. And it was too close for me to be comfortable with
it. It was
them.
The kid that vital. I think the running back, he's the only reason. Now the new team in is coming in at 14 for me on my top 15. The new team in, it's Atlanta Falcons. I love what I saw. 3-3 is their record. I think they're getting healthy. They're getting strong. So I think it's 3-3. They might even be 4-2. But either way, the Atlanta Falcons, I think, are on the mend.
All right, my number 14 is also my new team that wasn't on last week, and it is the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I thought 4-2. And I get the argument for it. New England is
looking good.
They're looking good. Vrabel is doing a great. The fact that they're in first place blows my mind. Buffalo.
Yeah. Jesus.
My number 13. Where are we at? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, my number 13. I'm bouncing around here. Is the Jacksonville Jaguars? I dropped them.
So they definitely dropped on my list as well, but not all the way down there.
Okay, all right.
No, my number 13, they formerly were my, where were they? Oh, they were the same. So my 13 stayed the same as the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers, okay. I get that one. Okay, so we're up to number 12, right?
Yes.
Number 12, this was my biggest drop. Okay. Biggest drop in mine, and that's the San Francisco 49ers. I definitely think that team is, I get it, you guys are doing it, but I just don't see it. I don't see it with you guys. I think you're in deep trouble. I don't think you have the weapons, and with you guys banged up, your defense alone is going to suffer. I have them at 12.
You know, my next one, even though they won, they did drop a position, went from number 11 to number 12. It is the Denver Broncos, 4-2. It was an ugly win against the worst team in the NFL.
I got you.
Just, you know, again, they're still good. They're still going to be in the top 15, but they're not going to move up playing like that.
For me, I moved these guys up 2 notches. I know you're probably not going to like it, but I have it number 11, because that's where I'm at, right? Number 11, I have the Kansas City Chiefs.
I also have the Kansas City Chiefs at number 11, which they...
I mean, they're 3-3.
They were not on my list last time either, actually.
They were 13 for me last time.
Yeah, no, they were not so on there. They
cracked your top 15.
Yeah, not only did they crack it, they jump all the way to number 11.
Yeah, let's face it, they're getting healthy, they're getting better. It's going to happen. And here we go for me. Number 10 is me. I hear what you're saying, but I did move them up 1 notch because a win's a win and their defense showed up. That is where I have the Denver Broncos.
Okay. Texans was there was two that dropped off my thing. Texans also fell off as well as the Chargers. No, my number 10 is the Jags at 4-2. Yes, they lost to us. Haha. But I do think they're still a good team. It's hard to say who's better, them or the Chiefs, which is kind of why I have them next to each other.
All right. We're at number 9.
Yeah.
Number 9, I have them basically the same spot. I think they lost one maybe, and I probably could have made an argument here, but I have the Pittsburgh Steelers at number 9.
Okay. Number 9, for me, they're in the exact same spot they were before. It's the 49ers, 4-2. They did not move one way or the other for me. I think they're Yeah, but you had them higher.
I had them a lot higher. Yeah.
No, I had them at nine. They're 9 team at best.
No, I hear you. Number 8. I have this being a 4 for me. I have this being a 4 pick jump. I know for you, you already had them there. I have the Seattle Seahawks at number 8.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, no, they were my number 8 last week. This team for me though, my number 8 is the Eagles. So huge drop third to 8.
You really dropped them.
I just, they're playing bad. I just see them getting worse. Like they're not fixing the issues that I'm seeing. So
this team, I only had move up one notch. You're not going to like it. You're going to be mad at me, but I have the Indianapolis Colts at number 7.
They're so much better than that. What are
you doing? It drives you nuts. I know it does.
There's two teams in the NFL that are 5-1 right now.
I just need their resume to be stronger with their wins. I'm just telling you.
No, God forbid. Okay. My number 7, where were they last time? They went up. They went up 3 spots from number 10. It's the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, Rams. Yeah,
the Rams are playing good.
I got it. Here's my number 6. You had the Eagles earlier. I mean, I have the Eagles now at number 6. I dropped them from number 4. 2 more notches.
All right. My number 6, my boys, the Seattle Seahawks. That's right. They moved all the way from 8th to 6th. They are moving slowly up. Soon they'll be top 5.
You're loving them. Speaking about top 5, my 5 is the Rams. I have the Rams right there, I think.
You put them above our boys. Ours is the best in the division.
No, I did right now only because I think their defense is amazing and their offense is pretty good. I definitely think if we play each other, it's going to be real close.
Yeah. My number 5, it's the only team on here that's this high up with 3 wins, but it's the Packers. 3-1-1.
Yeah.
The Packers are so hard to know for sure which way they're going.
Yeah.
But as of right now, I think they're a top 5 team.
We're about the same. My number 4 is the Packers. I moved them up one notch from 5 last week on my
list. Yeah, see, before for me, there's just a huge jump. They went from 14 on my list.
Oh, you really moved them up. Yeah. I thought you kind of had them real low last week. I'm like,
I probably had them too low. I don't know how to feel about them. They're so weird.
They're definitely not predictable.
No. And that was your number 4?
Yes.
Okay, so my number 4 is the Lions at 4-2. That is a drop. They were in second last week, so not a huge drop, but it is a drop. It's a loss and a stupid one at that.
My number 3 is a drop from number 1, and that's the Buffalo Bills. That's back-to-back losses. I love my Bills. Don't get me wrong. You guys got to fix something, though, and that, I'll tell you what it is right now. Offensive line a little bit. Your receivers better start showing up, and everybody knows you're full of a bunch of Bs. There's not an A on there, but come on. You guys got to do better. I'm not saying the Falcons was a walkthrough game, but you guys look embarrassed, and what?
2 weeks in a row.
New England beat the tar out of you. You guys got to get right. I think they're getting ready for a bye, too. I think they have a bye.
I think it's...
Yeah, because they weren't in our picks either.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they... And you need a bye.
Yeah.
You guys need to get your crap together.
Same as you. They went from number 1 to number 3. It is the Bills for me at number 3.
Yep. We might have the exact same. No, we don't. Who do you... Okay, so for me... Oh, I know who you have too. Holy cow, Tommy. I have number 2 as the Detroit Lions.
Ah, you're a fool.
I left them in the exact same spot they were in.
My top 2 teams are both 5-1 teams, but my number 2 is the Indianapolis Colts. Wow. That's right. Danny Dimes killing it every which way but Sunday. 5-1, could you believe it? Oh, Anthony Richardson, go ahead and quit you're ahead.
And Jonathan Taylor is a stud leading the league in touchdowns, but we are 5 picks apart on that one.
Nah, man, Colts killing it.
Well, that means that you and I are in total agreement. And in my particular case, this moves them up 3 notches from my last week to number 1. What about you?
Yeah, they went from 4th to 1st.
Okay, and we're both talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For obvious reasons that we've mentioned on the show. I mean, Baker doing with what he's got. I mean, we didn't even say, we were talking about his receivers. How about the fact he doesn't have Irving either? Yeah. He's back to White, who's good. But
not as good as Bucky Irving.
No, and yet they keep winning. But like I told you, I think they're going to get tripped up this week.
I hope not. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not one I wanted to put money on because it makes me nervous. But
I like the Lions' chances on this one.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a heck of a game. I hope it is. I hope it's just an absolute shootout. But yeah, no, it's hard to gauge. I do have faith in my boy Baker, just not enough faith to put money on it.
Yeah, so. No, I hear you. Well, so there we go. There's our power ranking for week. Well, it'll be week 7 now. Yeah, week 7.
Oh, I have to look at all this crap on the side when I create your graphic.
Yes, you do.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
What is AH?
Honorable mention.
You do realize? AM. Okay, yeah, because you put AH.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Oh. I put AH. I was writing and talking at the same time, and I can barely chew gum and walk.
What was your number 14 pick?
It's the team that entered.
Yeah, who was it though?
Atlanta.
Maybe that's what you meant to do, is AF for Atlanta Falcons.
I don't know. ATL.
You know what? That is ATL. Okay. That just looks like an H.
Sorry, ATL. Yeah, they entered my top 15.
Okay.
And all Washington right. bounced.
I'll go ahead and create these graphics, drop them Wednesday. But other than that, it's been a heck of a football week. We look forward to talking to you guys all again this time next week. You've been listening to Generational Talent on the Desert Highway Radio. And, of course,
Go Hawks!
Go Hawks!